In France, the government has dropped a controversial bill that would have made it a crime to show a police officer's image in some circumstances. Officials say the bill will, though, be rewritten. Police wanted it to protect officers from being targeted through social media after months of violent yellow vest protests. Critics, though, argued it would never work with a free press. Two of the largest financial data firms are merging. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports it's the biggest merger announced so far this year.
S&P Global will buy London-based IHS Markit for $44 billion. Both companies are leaders in the fast-growing field of financial data sales. S&P Global provides credit ratings that are widely used to assess the financial health of companies. It also owns the most important U.S. stock indexes, including the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones Industrial Average. IHS Markit sells financial data, such as a purchasing manager's index, that's used by a lot of economists as a gauge of where the economy's going. The deal underscores the growing importance of data sales to the world's financial markets. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
Crude oil prices were lower by the close, down 19 cents to end at $45.34 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Asia markets are trading higher at this hour. The Asia Dow is up about 0.1%. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.
You're tuned to All Things Considered on CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Coming up on the program, the director of Iranian Studies at Stanford University discusses Friday's assassination of an Iranian nuclear scientist and the U.S.-Iran relationship. Then, forced to pay bills with credit cards, many Americans who've lost jobs in the pandemic are falling deeper into debt. It could become a problem for the economy if lawmakers don't pass a new relief bill. Iran options after assassination and paying rent and bills on credit cards are next on All Things Considered. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear for Denver and Pueblo, lows around 25. Increasing clouds for Colorado Springs with lows around 20. Mostly clear and down to 20 degrees for Grand Junction. Vail likely to see snow showers overnight and lows around 10 degrees. This is CPR News.